Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The 115 Catholic cardinals from around the world are gathered in Rome and begin their conclave tomorrow to elect a new pope. Among them is Boston Archbishop Cardinal Sean O'Malley, who apparently remains a strong contender for the position despite his public efforts to distance himself. Over the weekend, O'Malley led an online reader poll and a poll in an Italian newspaper, which asked Vatican experts about the potential candidates for pope. Longtime Boston reporter and Boston University journalism professor R.D. Saul is in the Vatican to cover the conclave for WBUR and watched O'Malley as the cardinal was out in public over the weekend. R.D. joins us now from Rome. Good morning and thanks.
Good morning, Bob. Good to be with you.
R.D., let's start with Cardinal Sean. He made what's expected to be his last public appearance until the conclave yesterday by leading a Mass at a church in Rome. Tell us about the Mass, and tell us about any hints the Cardinal gave about his own personal expectations.
I was at that Mass at Santa Maria della Vittoria. That is Cardinal O'Malley's titular church in Rome. Pews were packed with the faithful, and every other nook and cranny in the church was taken up with reporters and photographers, reflecting the strong interest, at least in the Italian press, about Cardinal O'Malley and his chances of becoming the first American pope. He conducted the Mass, said the Mass in Italian, but switched to English at the end, in which he said that he hoped that everyone prayed for the church to be unified.
Let us pray that the Holy Spirit illumine the church to choose a new pope who will confirm us in our faith.
And in reference to his own chances, he assured them, his verb, assured them that he would be back as their cardinal after the conclave.
So despite the continued speculation in the Italian press that Cardinal O'Malley might in fact be a front runner, he continues to downplay that.
Oh, absolutely. You can't campaign for this job. He has said at least three times that he is not interested in it and does not expect to be elected in the conclave, which starts tomorrow.
R.D., you mentioned that Cardinal O'Malley's church was packed. What are people there saying about his chances of becoming the next pope?
Well, talking to people outside the Mass yesterday, there were some Americans who showed up at the church for the Mass. Some of them, by sheer accident, they were there to see the Bernini sculpture, which is a beautiful piece of work in this particular church. And they were taking the measure of the man, if you will. They came away impressed, but I'm not sure that anybody is convinced that he's going to be the next pope. I talked to one woman from Narragansett, Rhode Island, Sandy Morrison, who said she doesn't think we're going to see an American pope, O'Malley or otherwise.
And what's your view on that? What are you thinking at this moment?
Having watched this unfold back in 2005, I learned the lesson of not guessing or predicting what will happen here. I think what we have going on, and let me just tell you what's happening today, another general congregation meeting. This is this series of pre-conclave meetings where the College of Cardinals, electors, and those over 80 are talking about issues and doing what I suppose we would call politicking. There is another of those meetings today, the last before the conclave begins tomorrow. The perception you find in the Italian press is that there are two factions that have emerged in these congregational meetings. One, loyal to the Curia, the Vatican hierarchy, and the second, a reform-minded faction, with the Americans very much playing a prominent role in that. Well, just look at last week. The Americans were out front, daily press briefings at the Pontifical North American College, shut down by the end of the week, muzzled, if you will. Senses the Americans have been agenda setters leading up to this conclave and are in the forefront of those seeking some reforms.
Let me ask you a question about former Boston Cardinal Bernard Law, if I might. Law, of course, is still a cardinal, now based at the Vatican. He was assigned to a basilica in Rome after he resigned from his post here in 2002 at the height of the clergy sex abuse crisis. How has that scandal scandal affected the perception in the Vatican of the Boston Archdiocese and of its cardinals?
Well, I think perception is that Cardinal O'Malley speaks with a credibility on this issue that Cardinal Law did not have, clearly. Look at the resignation at the end of 2002. There are those in the Boston area who question some of the moves that Cardinal O'Malley has and has not taken on this issue. But here, in an environment where senior Vatican officials during the height of the scandal were downplaying it as a function of the American tort system and as petty gossip, their credibility is severely in question on this issue. As far as Cardinal Law, I actually saw him yesterday. He was celebrating Mass at Santa Susanna, the American parish, right across the street from Cardinal O'Malley's church. Got there at the tail end of the Mass, saw him walk down the aisle, managed to have a few words with him. He said that he had very little to say except that he is praying for everybody in the conclave, and that was pretty much it. No extensive interview. He was surrounded by well-wishers who greeted him, and that was pretty much it. But I also talked later that day to Monsignor Connie McRae, who used to be a Massachusetts priest, now the spiritual director at the Pontifical North American College, about Law and his role.
I think, you know, he's had his experience in Boston, and we know that that has not been easy for anyone, him or anyone else. But I would say he's perceived, my own perception, I know him as somebody who's done some very wonderful things, and I know that he's also had difficult times.
R.D. Saul, let me ask you one last question. What's your sense of how long the conclave will last, how long it will take to select the next pope? There's really no way to tell, is there?
That's the 64-euro question in Rome today. The longest conclave, you have to go back to 1922 to find a conclave that lasted 5 days. This one, there is no clear favorite going in, so it may take a little while. They are expected to take their first vote Tuesday afternoon, then two votes morning and afternoon. 115 cardinal electors. It takes 77, two-thirds majority, to be elected.
Artie Saul will be in Rome covering this for WBUR. Artie, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning. We look forward to hearing from you again.
Great to talk to you, Bob. Thank you.